What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship you'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hi. How's it going? It's Thursday. Rolling through the summer. Nate Geary is in for Mike. I am the Bulldog. Zach Jones, G on hand, running the Twitch and the YouTube. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's warm in here. Very, very warm.
Yeah.
The lights, I feel, probably don't help.
I need to maybe start considering choice of color of shirt. Because what I'm wearing today
is not going to be good.
If the way I'm feeling right now is we're just starting, like you can already feel that you know what I mean.
I've tried to explain
that burst of
yes. It feels like you're in an airplane.
Like I'm about to get, you know.
It's like there's 120 people all breathing.
There's about to be a sheen on my arms here, and this gray T-shirt is
not gonna hold.
It might not
hold.
It might not show well.
It might not. I wore my lip knowing that it's been warm in here. I wore my thinnest
water wicking golf
Peter
attire
Millar that I could find. Like it's you know, it's see through.
Yeah, I didn't do a good job. Yeah, see, I'm already leaving a mark
tough.
On the
My water bottle is condensating. Is that?
Yeah, sure.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
I feel like you should.
We know what you mean, though.
Okay, you know what I mean.
There's condensation building on your water bottle.
That's probably the better way to say it.
More safely rather than
making up a word.
Yeah, but
here we are. It's 3:04. So.
It's fine. Yeah. Yeah. No, my glasses are fogging up.
Are they? Wow. Yeah. Yes, they really
right,
are.
Right near my nose. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Such adverse conditions we have to deal with.
Listen. You know, they say it's a cupcake job. I'd like for somebody to try to do this for 4 hours.
Yeah. Well,
in this heat.
Here's what we've got for you today. Sal Capaccio at 3:30, special early time, a value added appearance of Sal.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means, but I don't think anyone really knows what that means when they say it. They just say it. So value added appearance of Sal Capaccio at 3:30. And then his buddy from the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, Matt Bove, is going to be with us at 5. We reached out to Matt, I think, last week, maybe. I don't know. I'm not positive, but I don't know that I've ever had him on. We've ever had him on this show. And so Zach reached out to him, and he couldn't do it. And we decided at that point that that means he probably hates me.
That's about right, yeah.
And so
there was some bullying involved?
Yeah, and, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he's coming on at 5, and you know, we'll have to find out. I guess that means he probably doesn't hate me. We just overreacted last week, but I can be very sensitive. Bills wrapped up training camp, at least the Rochester portion of training camp. Everything they're doing is going to continue to be pretty much the same. They'll just be doing it in Orchard Park. There will be no fans in attendance, and so that'll be that. They've got a game on Saturday. We did learn today that Josh Allen will not participate in this game.
Shocked.
And the way that McDermott sounded about that to me, I think maybe for the first time, because he's always made an appearance, right?
Yeah, right. Even if it's a drive.
Did he do anything last year? I'm trying to remember, because he was supposed to play in Pittsburgh after joint practices, but then it rained and they were worried about footing or something, so he didn't end up playing in the Pittsburgh preseason game. And I'm trying to remember if that means he played somewhere else, you know, in one of the other two games.
I can't remember.
But the way McDermott sounds about it this year, like I have a feeling that it's not happening.
And I don't know if you got this.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
You watched Hard Knocks. It kind of felt like, you know, you had Bobby Babich in the defense, like, 17 is our ticket.
Do not touch him.
Don't. Right. Joey Bosa, hey, accomplished player. Don't touch him. Get away from him. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I get the sense they are in the beginning phases of Josh Allen's career of, He doesn't need to play in these games.
You're made. Yeah, it's interesting though. Like it really, I guess, depends on maybe how the player and the coach are sort of feeling about the whole thing. Andy Reid says Patrick Mahomes is playing in the first preseason game. He always played. Reid continues to be. I read a story that Reid continues to be a proponent of starters playing at least some in the preseason. So there's, you know, the other. One of the other kingpin quarterbacks in the league with an extremely accomplished head coach with a massive track record and Super Bowl hardware all over the place. Like, yeah, we're playing. So we'll see what happens with that moving forward. But if I had to bet right now, I would not. I would bet on Allen not playing at all in the preseason. But we'll see.
That would be my bet as well.
I think the thing that sort of makes that even easier, I think, for the team to accept and the coach to accept is the joint practice, the prevalence of joint practices. The Bills will do that again this year. And so, I think that sort of takes that, that becomes a placeholder. It's a more controlled environment. Quarterbacks aren't getting hit in that environment. And I think that works. So, yeah, they'll go, right, it's next week in Chicago. They will go and work there with the Bears. And, we'll see if Allen gets on the field at all in any of these games, but I'm guessing no. Speaking of betting, I thought we could have some fun here to start the show before Sal comes in, putting together. I've done this exercise. Mike and I did it one day, and then I did it with Sam Paniatovich, who will be our guest tomorrow at 3:30. Sal will be in for Mike while Nate is in today. Putting together an 8-leg parlay, division winners in the NFL. So I need you to, I assume you're equipped. You've got your workbook.
I am equipped.
You've got your workbook. Open your workbooks to the gambling app and get yourself to the division winners page. Pick whatever app you want. The odds might be different app to app.
May the odds be in your favor.
I'm a FanDuel guy, so that's where I am.
I haven't gone on the laptop to bet in a while. It's usually all
on the phone,
on this thing nowadays. But I'll get in here really quick. Give me a hot second.
Yeah. So I did this with Sam. I don't know that, this one will come out the same. We'll see, how it goes. I would like it to be different. Maybe I'll even put in a different bet. But it was pretty chalky. I had maybe the Vikings and the Cowboys and the Falcons as non-favorites to win their division, winning the division.
Okay.
And so that 8-leg parlay that I built with Sam ended up for a $10 wager paying out $4,300. Which is that's a tasty little guy there.
I'll tell you what, I just got I signed into my FanDuel. Right away, it brought me into the account overview.
Oh no! Oh, don't! Yeah, you.
Why did you, that? You, why did no, it you do that?
No,
it should bring me right to the screen that I want to see. I don't want to see.
No, you. Nobody wants to
start net totals.
Nobody wants to see that ever. I can't. Yeah. I can't close that out.
Is
fast
this
enough.
Real?
I.
I'm firing the FanDuel numbers lady. She. I'm, someone.
Why is it a lady?
I don't know.
Sorry. Go ahead. Didn't mean to trip you up.
That's a tough watch. That's not tough to look at.
No, that is not.
I stink at betting.
Do you remember? I don't know if you remember, like when this started.
Wow.
When this got legal, and I was became one of these FanDuel endorsers. I was like, oh yeah, I put they gave me some extra whatever sign on bonus and whatever. And for a while, I didn't put money in. I was head above water, head above. I mean, those days are so far gone. It's just not even, it's not even funny.
The funny part about this is I had a couple of pretty good wins last year. Still.
Yeah, no good comes of looking at that.
I don't know why they showed it to me. I didn't want to see it.
They're trying to help you be responsible.
Well,
I think that's,
I'm going to add $10 to funds and pay over four. I'm just kidding.
All right, so let's here we go, folks. Play along if you want. If you want to get your gambling app open and do the same thing. So division winners, are you ready to roll over there? You're in there. Obviously, the Bills are a heavy favorite in the AFC East, and that is not a division where I see any value in picking one of the longer shots because I think barring anything awful happening to certain players that I don't want to even say out loud, I think there's almost no way the Bills fail to win a sixth consecutive AFC East division. So I'm going to go ahead and put them in. I've got minus 270 Bills in the AFC East.
I like that.
All right.
I'm not going to give you much pushback on that.
Right. I mean, Patriots are next at plus 550, and I just can't.
No.
No, right? If you want to do that because you think something's going to happen to the Bills that we don't see coming, maybe you'll be right. I don't know. But to me, that's just not worth doing. AFC North. You can get tempted maybe by the Bengals.
Nope.
But no, right? Ravens, chalk. Minus 160 is the number. Bengals are plus 260 right now at FanDuel. Steelers plus 500. I don't even feel it's necessary to mention the Browns, but if for some reason you think the Browns are going to surprise everyone, they're plus 3,500. I mean, that's a lot of peanuts. Anyway, so Bills, Ravens, chalk. AFC South. I have gone back and forth here. I think the one that I put in with Sam that I bet on, I went Houston, which again is the favorite.
Yep.
Plus 115. Jacksonville is interesting to me at plus 300. I think for this exercise, I'm going to try on Jacksonville.
Did you hear the stat that every team in the AFC South has won the division twice since the last time the Colts won the division? Each team, the other three teams in the division, have each won it twice since the last time, which was 2014, the Colts won it.
That's bonkers.
Yeah. Because I look at the Colts in that division, and I say they feel like the steadiest one, that they haven't really taken that, a couple years ago, Matt Ryan was a quarterback, it wasn't good, but they haven't really been that. We're so bad, we're the number one pick and taking the quarterback team.
I wonder if that happens now.
It might.
It seems like it could happen now.
So you're going with Houston here, or are you going with Jacksonville?
No, I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Okay.
I have Houston in the one that I've already bet on.
Sure.
Along with the Bills in Baltimore, so I'm trying to change it up. And I have to find some value in the odds somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Because when we get to the NFC, I'll explain why. So Bills, Ravens, Jaguars so far, we're at...
Are we doing this together, or can I pick Houston?
You do whatever you want.
Okay.
Go ahead, pick Houston if you'd rather.
I think I'm going to take Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've already got that bet, and I don't even know that I'm going to actually put money on this, but we'll see how it comes out when we're done, much I like it. All right, AFC West.
Next.
Okay, Chiefs minus 110. I guess you're not interested in having a conversation about the Broncos.
I don't think so. Are you?
No.
No.
No. If only because it's sort of like the Bills a little bit. Like, are they just going to win forever and ever and ever? Like, there's more credible competition there than there is in the AFC East. The Broncos and the Chargers were both in the playoffs last year. It's conceivable they could each take a step and challenge the Chiefs for that division, I think. Although Rashawn Slater went down in a heap a little while ago at Chargers practice, and that doesn't look super promising. So we'll see about that. There's no early word on that, but it looked really bad. Like, his knee just collapsed.
And he got carted off.
Yeah, the whole...
Which we have to be careful talking.
Officially carted. So I guess I'll stick with the Chiefs, because my prevailing thought with the Chiefs now has mostly become Patrick Mahomes is going to throw for 6,000 yards and 60 touchdowns this year just to shut everybody
up. Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
I mean, I'm exaggerating here. I don't think he'll actually throw for 6,000 yards and 60 touchdowns, but I don't know, 5,050 maybe.
Maybe.
I'm bracing for a big, like, yeah, you thought we couldn't throw the ball anymore?
Okay, thanks.
Season out of Reed and Mahomes. So, all right, I'll go Chiefs there. Over to the NFC. Here's why I needed to make up some ground, because...
You know you're taking Philly.
Well, yeah, probably. I guess I could consider Washington. The thing is, when I've done this before, and the one that I bet on, I had Dallas. Because I talked myself into, like, you know, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and Prescott, and like they're just going to score like crazy, and the edge rookie from Boston College, whose name is escaping me right now, is flashing in practice, and pair him with Micah Parsons. But then, you know, Jerry Jones kept talking.
Yeah.
And
their odds might be going up in this very moment.
They are still at what they were the last time I bet them, but I can't do it. Plus 550 is where Dallas is at. So I guess I'm going to go Philly.
I'm going to go Philly.
So far, I've got, four favorites and one second favorite.
Washington feels like an absolute, like, the best candidate for the team that's going to step back. McLaurin's in a hold-in of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Jaden Daniels is great. I think he's better than Justin. I like him better than Justin Herbert.
Like, oh my God!
In the
too.
Hierarchy of like where sure. NFL, he might be today the best quarterback of the division. And that's not a, you know, that's a division with three good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I just feel like lightning in a bottle. I don't think they were as good as an NFC championship game appearance, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. So yeah, as much as I like that number at plus 220, it's not crazy, and it feels like maybe that's the spot you pick up a little value, but I just looking at them, they to me in my mind, they're like, that's the regression candidate.
They might be,
and I'm not taking Dallas.
They might be, although they got farther in the first year of their, you know, quarterback's reign, if you will. Sorry, that was sloppy. They might be Houston from last year. Like this time last year, a lot of people were like, Houston is on the tier with the Bills and the Ravens and the Chiefs. And like I was all summer pushing back against that. Maybe Washington makes sense as the NFC version of that this year.
They won a lot of close games last year. I mean, like you have, of course, the Hail Mary against Chicago.
Yep.
But like they win in overtime or by three against Philly's backups. The overtime against Atlanta. Like,
also, for a team that just did what they did and has – in, I think, most people's opinion, a top five, top 10 quarterback now on a rookie contract, they did very little to, like, push their chips to the middle of the table. They kind of played this year. Don't they have, like, $50 million in cap space, too? Like, I'm pretty sure they are flushed with cash.
Their big move was trading for Samuel at the combine.
Yeah, and that's like, okay. It's like the ghost of Curtis Samuel. It's not really Curtis Samuel. Or
Debo Samuel.
It's not really Debo Samuel.
Right.
It just...
Well, there appeared in the spring, anyway, to be more of him than ever.
He looked large.
Looked like maybe he was training to be a tight end.
Yes.
I'm not trying to body shame anyone. Moving on. NFC North. I'm a little on alert about the Lions.
Me too.
The coordinator changes, I don't think, have to be super smooth. And I feel like Goff has this is still reverting back to Goff needs Sean McVay. To an extent. And I apologize for that because it's such a hacky thing to do, to like cling to something that's already largely been disproven. But with a new guy there whispering in his ear, I'm just a little worried about Goff. And just the overall there. So I like Minnesota over there. I don't know how good J.J. McCarthy is going to be, but I feel like if he's in the middle of the pack even, that roster is jacked.
Yeah.
They are loaded.
Talk about it, the opposite of Washington. They went out and they just peppered their roster with good players.
Yeah.
And then, I know they didn't have much in the draft this year. It was really interesting for me to hear Aaron Schatz towards the end of his interview with you guys last week say, if Bills fans are all really excited to read my thing, but, somebody the Vikings fans might, because we are not, their model is not high on the Vikings. Mm-hmm. Something like bottom 15. And I was like, interesting, because it just feels like such a good roster. Great head coach.
Right.
Maybe top 5 head coach. I really like Kevin O'Connell a lot. Everything's riding on the rookie quarterback. Well, rookie quarterback. But
yeah,
I'm with you on fading Detroit, but I like Green Bay. I think Green Bay's roster is probably very under the radar. I think Jordan Love's a good quarterback. I talk about another great head coach, Matt LaFleur. I mean, he is another bona fide superstar head coach, offensive play caller. And Chicago, we're not going there.
Right? I'm not ready to do that. No. It was funny. I talked to part of the reason I already had bet on the Vikings before this, but I talked to Matthew Collar last week, I think on Thursday, if I remember correctly, and he made a point about Chicago and Ben Johnson and how the transition from coordinator to head coach and learning how to communicate effectively with your players and how often he's losing his temper and people are going, Caleb Williams, he needs some tough love. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's a horrible idea.
Right.
Maybe you're Josh McDaniels Mach 2 or something here.
Right. Because it's not the X's and O's with McDaniels. It's just not.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm a little on alert there. I liked Matthew making that point. I mean, it doesn't have to be right, but I'm on Minnesota there. You're thinking Green Bay.
Having said all of this, I'm going to take Detroit.
Oh, okay, great. All
I'm
right.
just going to take Detroit.
Super. All right, sweet. All right,
I'm
good.
Just going to take Detroit.
NFC South. I am on Atlanta. I'm on Atlanta.
I'm on Hotlanta as well.
I love Michael Penix Jr.
Me too.
I like the edge guys.
Their weapons.
The weapons are good. We could all debate how high Kyle Pitts deserves to be taken in fantasy draft, but there's enough else there. So I'm into them. There's a risk in overemphasizing how good Penix was last year because it's such a small sample size. But, he made a lot of big-time throws, even in just, two starts even?
Yeah.
But this is my priors coming back. I loved him in the draft. I thought he'd be a higher pick than people were forecasting, and then the Atlanta kind of made my day there. I'm bullish on Atlanta, so I'm
with
like
you.
Them.
I think Bijan's prime for a big breakout season. Like they've got a really strong group of receivers. It's not just Drake London, but I think Drake London is one of, if not one of the best young receivers in the league. Defensively, like you said, the edge rushers in the first round. I mean, they made some hay trading up and doing all, but as I'm talking about the Falcons, I feel like we are sleeping a little on the Bucs, though.
I like the Bucs a lot, too. I thought you would take the Bucs because I know you like Baker Mayfield.
I love Baker.
As do I. Yeah. That's another thing that we agree on, and we talked about this the other day, and that's too bad. But yeah, I didn't like him at first. Have you always been in his corner? I didn't love his style coming in, but the way Cleveland did him, I have been rooting for him ever since.
Yeah.
And so I love him in Tampa.
Looks really good.
Yeah.
And they probably have the best trio of wide receivers in the league.
Right, even with Godwin slowed by
still
recovering. But even if he doesn't get back,
I'm sticking with Atlanta though.
You're gonna stick with
I'm
Atlanta.
I'm gonna stick with Atlanta.
All right. The NFC West.
This has gotta be the hardest one.
I don't think it's that hard.
No?
I have a hard time putting any faith in a team whose quarterback is getting epidural shots for his problem back.
Agreed.
You're
not there with Arizona.
I cannot stand Kyler Murray.
Okay.
If Kyler Murray was my quarterback, I would stop watching football, I think. I just don't have any faith in him. Super talented, can be fun to watch, but I just do not believe in it at all. I just don't. And Seattle, I think Sam Darnold is going to get decapitated. So
okay.
I think worst to first for the 49ers is easy. They're the favorite, and that's where I'd go. And so I don't know. Arizona's tasty at 380 if you believe in it. I just cannot get there.
Here's my thing with San Francisco, though, is they lost a lot of players.
Yep.
A lot. I also maybe want to sit here and tell you that Stafford has historically played through a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But the epidural is definitely a concern. I mean, that's
yep.
anytime that's happening, it doesn't feel like a good thing happening. I'm going to do the smart thing, and I'm just going to take San Francisco.
All right.
We do have an update on Stafford from about 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
He is going to be working out this weekend. If all goes well, he will practice on Monday.
Well, I'm going to
go ahead and change
that really quick.
Go to the Rams.
Perfect. I got plus 26,907 for all right. Ryan.
I am staying with the 49ers there. And I'm at plus 34,036.
What did you hammer? Oh, you hammered Jacksonville, which I think.
Jacksonville
and Minnesota.
Jacksonville and Minnesota are the swings there. Yeah. Yep. So I'm gonna put 20 units on that to pay $6,800.
I put 10 units on mine, and
that's it. We're done. That's
America.
It. It's the first time I've ever done two of those in a single off season. I think I'm gonna be done now.
You should be.
Yeah. That's enough.
It seems like. The returns are.
It's.
I don't want to see my number it's one of those, any larger it's one of, on the minus.
It's one of those bets that, like, it's alive until December every year, but you look at it and, you know, like, last year I think I might have had Tennessee or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, good one. let's go back to the summer and consider what made you do that exactly, because that was a terrible idea. I don't know that it was actually Tennessee. It might have been, though. I'm not even kidding. I thought the division might be so bad. Anyway, all right, there's a fun little exercise. Hope y'all enjoyed that. We'll take a time out here. Sal Capaccio will join us for the rundown on the final day of Rochester training camp. The Bills will continue, of course, practicing once they get back to it next week. They've got like a walkthrough tomorrow at the stadium, and then a game on Saturday, a day off Sunday, and then they begin practicing in Orchard Park on Monday. Anyway, Sal coming up right after this timeout. Nate Geary is in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life.
made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
I just had a horrible problem. Probably horrible, but also maybe fun idea to try to gaslight Sal by asking him all the same stuff that we asked him on Tuesday and see if he notices. the only problem is that I am not really. I remember you asked him about Ryan Nielsen, the D-line coach or assistant D-line, whatever. At the end of that appearance, that's the only thing I remember specifically. But if I could recall everything, maybe one of these times, Sal, I'll go back on the Odyssey app and re-listen to one of our segments and like write down the questions that I asked and ask them all word for word again to see if you notice.
I don't know if I would. Because
I know.
I'm on in the morning, and then the 10 to 12 spot, I'll go on with those guys, and then I'm back on with you in the afternoon, and I'm used to answering the same questions anyway a lot of time.
I know.
So I don't think I would notice.
That's why I thought of it. Like, we were joking around as we were starting up here, and Zach said something about, just don't ask a question that's going to take 5 minutes at the end about an assistant coach. I said, you should ask it again. I bet Sal won't even remember that you asked him about it on Tuesday. And now here we are. Nah. So anyway.
Right.
So it's wrapped up, and do these get shorter every year, or has it been about this amount of Rochester practices now for a few years running?
It's actually the exact same amount as last year. 11 total practices out at St. John Fisher, 10 open to the public fans. So, I know people look at the schedule and say 10. It's actually 11. The exact same amount last year. And I think the same amount the year before, there might have been 12, but I think it was also the same. So I think for a few years now we've had the same. It goes pretty quick. It's like we saw people taking pictures today, say, oh, last day, that kind of thing. And I'm thinking it's like first day, last day when your kids are in school, right? Like, I remember taking that picture that first day walking on July 23rd onto campus, and now here we are today, and it's already over. It goes pretty quick, obviously, and we wait all season, camp, can't wait for camp, and as soon as it happens, it feels like it's over in the blink of an eye.
Does anything at all about how they work change once they relocate to Orchard Park? Or is it basically the same? Is there a same amount of practice field space? Like, is there – what changes, if anything, when they change sites?
Yeah, maybe even a little bit more as far as practice field, but about the same. They have that side field over at Fisher. They have a full field, another half field here in Orchard Park. No, nothing changes as far as how they operate. The only differences really are that there's no fans, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're showing up to these practices. And then but nothing changes on our end from what we can watch. So for the next couple of weeks until the regular season, essentially, the media is still there for every part of practice. We can still only show you certain parts, right? Mm-hmm. We can't film the 11-on-11, the offense against defense, 7-on-7 stuff. But we're there for the whole practice. When the regular season starts, all we get to do, as you know, is watch warm-ups. Josh Allen throwing to receivers, some offensive line work a little bit. Then we go to the media room for an hour and a half or so. We come back out because the team is working on game plan. So that makes sense. But nothing changes from our standpoint. The only thing that might be different, too, is logistically how things could operate Bulldog, meaning like injuries and stuff like that, right? Which is the field house is right there with everything they need. Their locker room is right there. As opposed to having that long runway where you go back here, you have that tent outside. So it might be a little bit different when guys are working that at camp, you do see guys working outside the tent. And sure, you do that on the track or off to the side or in Orchard Park. But there's also a chance that maybe we don't see a guy because he's not too far away, literally in the building, working in that training room that's right next door. So that's the only thing logistically that's different, obviously.
Sal, let me ask you about a couple of players positionally especially at the linebacker position right now. The top three seems pretty secure. Really, the last 2 days, I would say, I've seen a lot about Matt Milano looking healthy. I saw a couple of tweets from you and some of your other colleagues there that cover the Bills as well. Where have your sort of progress from? I also maybe want to lump Trey White into this and how important it probably is for these guys to actually get an offseason regimen rather than, you know, rehabbing injuries. And especially as veterans, like how important is that for these guys? And how noticeable has it been, obviously, for Trey White, but for Matt Milano as well, who got a full offseason and wasn't rehabbing all offseason like he had been the last 2 years?
Yeah, it means a ton. It means a ton, especially these guys who, you know, they've had some wear and tear, but they know their body. They know what they need. They know how to kind of get prepared for a season. And yeah, Trey White is now close to 2 years, I guess, removed from the Achilles injury. He played all last year, started with the Rams, went to the Ravens, and you guys heard the Hard Knocks conversation with Sean McDermott and Terry Pegula. And it's something I noted here a few months ago when they signed Tre'Davious White, which is the Bills felt that Tre'Davious White kind of was on an upward swing when he got to the Ravens and through the last several weeks there, even leading into the playoff game against the Bills. Then he ends the season, and he has an entire offseason to really work out, not worry about those injuries. He's not going to be on PUP. He's not going to be having to take time during the regular season. I think that physically and mentally, that just means so much to these guys. They know they have a full offseason to get healthy to work out. Same thing with Matt Milano. He did have a bit of a hamstring issue in the AFC Championship game that happened the week before that, but he did play in the game. And, you know, by and large, he was pretty much – you know, mostly healthy, coming back from the injury that he had, the biceps injury he had early in the season. Because remember, he got on the field for, you know, 4 or 5 games at the end of the regular season. It means a lot. I think a lot of the young guys, too, are the same thing. I think second-year players, this is big for guys. Second-year players, that full offseason they have, and then dovetailing into training camp, is so different than when they don't know where they're going to play. They're doing the banquet circuit and the bowl game circuit and the pro day circuit and then visiting teams. Like, to have the ability to set your feet, know where you are for a full offseason with all your coaches, I think can make all the difference in the world for guys.
Yeah, you know, I heard Steve Tasker today with Matty Glab on One Bills Live on my way in. I often hear, like, you know, a good 20 minutes of that show on my drive into the studios, and Steve was talking about that difference from year one to year two, and even year two to year three, but certainly the big leap in comfort level, right? Knowing where you're going to live, right? Just all the stuff that, you know, and he was saying, like, veterans, they want to try to help, but you can't know what each guy is stressing about, right? Because everybody's going to be stressing about something different, and there's just so much that will be swirling around you. I think it'd be pretty hard to sort of keep your feet right under you the whole time.
Yeah, and I think McDermott or Bean, might have been McDermott, I asked him about this kind of thing towards the end of minicamp, which is, hey, what's the message of guys about staying in shape and things like that and working out? And, you know, he indicated, like, hey, everybody's kind of different too, right? And not only are they different, we know that. They're different at different points of their own careers. So what was good for you as a younger player on what you need is different than what you need now in how many years. So even if a rookie asks a veteran, what do you do? That might not be the best plan for him, but maybe it's a better plan for him a few years from now. So you have to have that communication, and you have to figure that out in your own. Now, they're done with training camp here at St. John Fisher, back in Orchard Park tomorrow. This continues, as we said. They're going to keep on. They're in their season right now. It's not like they have this long layoff, but they're still at a point where you got to try and get healthy. You have to do everything you can. The difference now is, as opposed to a month or a month and a half ago, I'd say, you're not on your own now. You're here at the facility. If you were rehabbing, if you had something going on, yeah, you could be at the facility, but that's kind of more of an unofficial capacity back then. Now it's you're on the roster, you're with the trainers, you're with the coaches, and you're checking in the facility and doing all this stuff while your teammates are on the field. And I think that dynamic needs to be adhered to.
So when you were mentioning Trey White a few minutes ago, you mentioned Hard Knocks and the telling of his story. And one thing we didn't touch on yesterday that I never even thought to mention, I don't think, maybe I did briefly at one point. Have you known, like, I know he was gone for a year here, but has he always been running a hill or some hill after practice? Like, was this shown on Hard Knocks, because I'd never heard that about him, and I was just curious if you had ever known that was something that he liked to do, or is that something he just started doing this year?
I had never seen him do it before or heard about him doing it before. If he had, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't even know this year if Hard Knocks didn't show it. Right? Maybe he's always been doing it,
right?
And we've never known. Maybe it's something he started this year because he just wants to strengthen his legs. I don't think any of my colleagues asked him about it. I have to go look, but the next time we talk to Tre'Davious, I think that's a good question to ask him and try to find out. But no, I had no idea that he was doing these hills. You know what I'm thinking? I'm like, boy, the St. John Fisher coaches are watching this, and they're getting some ideas right now.
Right. That's a thought. A thought I had was tree roots. Right? I was just like, right? I mean, we get teams always kind of freak out, rightly so, about the quality of the turf and the footing, especially these preseason games if stadiums are hosting all kinds of other events. And I've got a guy who's got, like, two devastating season-ending injuries that wrecked his career with the Bills at one time running these hills. I was just like, I hope the trainers are okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that those are things I would hope that you kind of let people know you're doing. But maybe and there's no kind of other way to do it.
Yeah.
Seemed like everything seemed pretty safe, but you hope that he keeps it safe. It's one thing that just showed out that you know that when you do watch that, though, I think you get a sense, and if you've known Tre'Davious White, you've known this already, and the Bills have always said it about him, but you really do see how important it is to him. You see how hard of a worker he is to want to play football and be available for his teammates.
No question about that. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline with us as practice at St. John Fisher University wrapped up today, and the Bills will shift to Orchard Park, New York, starting tomorrow for a walkthrough. They've got a preseason game on Saturday at 1 o'clock against the Giants. We found out that rookie Jackson Dart will play in the game. That's really all we know about the Giants, at least that I know anyway, and we know that Josh Allen will not play in the preseason. And Sal, I don't want to get too far down the road, but the way McDermott talked about Allen, and even the way Allen talked about his relationship with the coach and doing what he's told, I feel like maybe this is a year where Allen, I would bet on him not playing at all in the preseason myself.
Be an interesting bet. We've been talking about it in media circles. I think a lot of us believe he might play next week against the Bears. But you could very well be right. Maybe they use next week's just a joint practice on Friday to be able to give Josh that work. Maybe that's what it is. Last year he did that, but he also was scheduled to play against the Steelers. As you noted earlier, I know that the field was wet. That didn't happen. So I guess at this point I wouldn't be surprised either way. I could see him not playing at all. I mean, he's not going to play in that final game. He's not playing against Tampa, right? So really he's going to come down to if he plays against the Chicago Bears next week. I still wouldn't be stunned if he played Bulldog, to be quite honest with you. I think the Bills still feel value in having some reps, but maybe that's a tell that the starters are playing except for Josh Allen this week, right? Well, if you're not playing him now, then when are you playing him, I guess, would be the question.
Sal, I want to ask you about Cole Bishop, who's still out, but looks like he's getting close to returning. Taylor Rapp goes out, I think, yesterday, knee injury. They said he's expected to miss about a week or so, nothing serious. I know for me and how this team always talks, whether it's McDermott or Bobby Babich always talks about, the valuable reps that these guys get in practice. I would imagine it's been disappointing for Cole Bishop and for the team being such a big year for him, kind of not giving him that starting safety position, but giving him at least the streamlined, kind of path to the starting position there. How concerned are you? How concerned are maybe, the coaches on this team that, he's missed another good chunk of training camp going into his season? That's, let's face it, I think a very important one for Cole Bishop.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm concerned, and I'm guessing the coaches are concerned, that you know he's just had this lack of availability here over the first couple of years. And with that last year came him being pretty far behind, enough that he really couldn't have a chance to get on the field. And as I've said a few times, when a rookie misses a time, it's exponential. It's not the same as Dawson Knox or Spencer Brown, who have been in these systems, who can just kind of seamlessly walk back in. Really, physically is the only thing they have to think about. This is mental reps, or this is mentally as well, knowing where you're supposed to be and getting those, getting on the same page mentally and physically with your entire defense. So I'm concerned. I'm guessing the Bills are, but we also, you know, the fact that he'll be back, I'm sure, is also something they're, you know, obviously encouraged by, that it's not some sort of major long-term injury. But I don't know, guys. I mean, it's some, you got to have a, they're going to have a plan here at safety, because they're missing their top two guys now. The starters are playing. What does that mean? Who is that? Is that DeMar Hamlin, Derek Forrest? Is it DeMar and Cam Lewis? We'll find out on Saturday, but you know, I mean, it's not an ideal situation at a position that many people had already thought was a questionable position, or at least one of the more questionable positions on the Bills roster heading into training camp.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Cam Lewis, too. I wasn't stunned, but I was a little surprised he was listed at safety with the second pairing and not at nickel corner, which is a position that Brandon Bean himself has talked a lot about Cam Lewis being good enough to start across the league for a lot of teams. Is that maybe something to you, or is it just that's how the position's kind of shaking out with Jordan Hancock there too?
I think it's more the latter, Nate, but it is interesting. I did note it. You know, I think it's more of a, we're going to put one here and one there. Mm-hmm. I still think that Cam Lewis is the first guy in if something happens to Taron Johnson. So that's the way I look at it. Could it change, and could it be Jordan Hancock's the first person in and Cam Lewis is strictly a safety? Sure, especially with all the injuries at safety right now. Like with all the injuries, they may say, look, Cam, we're just going to keep you there right now because we need people, and we need to make sure that we're set right there. And with a guy we can trust, well, then what happens then is Jordan Hancock goes to nickel corner and he gets a lot more of those reps. So I think circumstance dictates it, Nate, but when everybody's healthy, I still believe that Cam Lewis is the first guy in if something were to happen to Taron Johnson.
So I want you to take us or help us go through what McDermott said today about James Cook, because it's possible that someone in our audience saw some tweets around the time that McDermott was speaking before practice started about him expecting James Cook to be out there and thought, oh, wow, James, and then, you know, a few hours later find out, oh, he wasn't out there at all, didn't take part, and wondering, like, what exactly happened. But it turns out, I think McDermott was just speaking the way he speaks generally about anyone who's healthy, yeah. Right, is what happened.
That's
there?
Right. When he basically, I think this is very similar in a way to the Stephon Diggs situation at minicamp a couple of years ago, which is when he said, I'm disappointed, because he's always disappointed if someone's not practicing, right? And then in this situation, I'm expecting them to practice because he expects people to practice if they're there.
Right.
And unless he hears otherwise or knows otherwise, you know, then I think that he would have that attitude. I expect him to practice until I see otherwise, right?
Right.
He didn't use the last part of that, but I think that's where that comes from. And when he says it, I think he's using the general terms that he would for anybody that is on the team and healthy, that he would be expecting them to practice. And then obviously we go out there, he was not practicing. In fact, he was not seen at all today. Not to my eyes, and I don't think my colleagues, but I've got to check if anybody saw him after. But from anything I saw, nobody saw James Cook out there at all today, even on the side.
And I know that Sean McDermott did clarify that he has been taking part in what, like classroom stuff and even walkthrough stuff?
Yeah, and the walkthrough stuff, I believe, I'll go back and check, but I think that's correct. He did clarify that, but to me, it's funny because Joe and Jeremy asked me about that this morning, and my answer was, well, I would assume he is doing all that, because if not, then the team can fine him. Now you can find people like in that situation because you're on the team, you're there, and you're not going to meetings or you're late, right? You can find guys for stuff like that. So I would think that that's the case. They can't find him for not practicing. That's not in the CBA allowed. So it makes sense that he's been there. He's going through all these, you know, meetings and everything off the field, but obviously he's not practicing right now.
Do you know if anyone has asked, and this is not me implying that someone should have, or you should have, I'm not trying to do your job for you. Has anyone asked McDermott if he knows why Cook stopped coming out like he was out there on Sunday and, you know, interacting with coaches and teammates and mental reps and all that, and then Monday there was very little of that, and then since then, nothing. I'm wondering if the team told him to just stay inside. There's no point in you being outside. But I wonder if anybody's asked him that.
Nobody's asked him that. So okay. I wouldn't be able to answer that. No, I've not heard anybody ask him that.
All right. Sal, the Yankees won yesterday. They did not blow it.
No, that's good. That's good. See, I can be optimistic, Sal, again, because you know they yesterday I thought that was the case. Do we do best of?
Yeah, today? I was just opening up my notes to make sure we got to it because it's the last day of training camp at St. John Fisher University, so we should get a final training camp best of from you.
And this is the day where I just want to say, the best of is everything about camp and the fans coming out and the players interacting with them. It's just special. You see it on Hard Knocks. This is not what all these teams do anymore. They don't go away like this. And even and some do have fans where they, you know, where they train. But like today, Josh Allen taking a lap around the track at the end of practice, shaking fans' hands. And this has become a yearly routine. But just all the fans who showed up, it was just a really great atmosphere this year. The volunteers, I think I mentioned this yesterday, they are teachers. A lot of them are teachers in the Rochester area who, for their summer job, they're the ones who walk around and make sure that everybody knows where they're going and kind of help out and look at the badges and things like that. So I just think the best of training camp was training camp itself and how everybody enjoyed it, and it was a great atmosphere.
All right, that is the best of training camp brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Get a Northtown Engine Shield engine protection warranty on new and used vehicles. Sal, thanks a lot for this and everything all through camp, and I know the beat will go on with us even starting tomorrow when you're in here with me co-hosting or on with me. I don't know if you'll be here or not. No pressure. But look forward to that and the game on Saturday. Sal, have a good weekend. Well, I shouldn't say have a good weekend. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Sorry, I'm rushing.
Yeah, I'll be there. I should be there at 3:00. I'll see you.
That's awesome.
A little before.
All right, look forward to it. All right.
Yep.
There's Sal Capaccio on the West Hur Hotline. And again, his coverage, all our coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. We will hit up a timeout, and Nate and I will spend a little time with the depth chart in particular. I don't know how much we've only been together just the one day earlier this week. there's a lot of names of guys that seem to me like they should be on the team on the defensive line, and there's just not going to be room for everyone here. So I want to run through that with you and get some thoughts from you on where that stands. They do have the suspensions of a couple guys that, you know, may help in the short term, but once we get through that, there's just a lot of bodies.
We also have to talk about Mac Hollins.
What's going on with Mac Hollins?
He's getting some hate.
Okay, well,
he is not as appreciated in New England as he is here.
Oh, okay.
There's even an OutKick article about him.
Okay. I did see some reference. I saw, you know, some Bills fan comment on a post about him saying, like, you know, if they don't love you, come on back here, we'll take you. But I didn't know that there was something behind that.
We'll have less than a half a second on the other side. I'll read the quote.
Oh, no, we're going right to the top of the hour here. So.
Oh, okay. We'll
get to it eventually.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So you trying to run the show? You want to do Zach's job now? You and that stupid mustache. All right, Nate, get that did not need to be said. Nate's in for Mike for now. I don't know, he may leave. I'm being rude. I'm Bulldog. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.